Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak and Shalom. We're now in Masechet Baba Batra, Perak Chet, Daf Kuf Tet Amud Bet, near the top of the Amud, continuing our analysis of the Psukim in Bamidbar Chav Zayin, with the determination of what She'er is. Umimai Yisheiro Zehav, why do you think that She'er refers to the father, Dichtiv, She'avicha, he, because in the context of having illicit relations with one's father's wife, she's called She'er Avicha, Eima She'ero Zuhaim. Perhaps She'er is the mother. Dichtiv She'erim Chahi, in the context of having relations with mother's sister, that's called She'erim Cha. In other words, She'er is associated with father and mother, and by the way, neither case means father or mother, it means kin of them. So Amarav Amarkra, the answer is as follows. Mimishpachto v'yirashota. In our last pasuk, it says, you inherit from your family Mishpachto. Mishpachat av kriya mishpacha, mishpachat eim eina kriya mishpacha. And we know from elsewhere that only father's family has a din of mishpacha, mother's family does not have a din of mishpacha. How do we know that? Tichtiv, l'mishpachotam l'veit avotam, in counting Bnei Yisrael in the census, says to their families, to their father's households. Okay, mishpachat eim eina kriya mishpacha, is mother's family not called a family? V'haktiv, in this most curious story, and I would strongly recommend reading Perek Yod Zayin and Perek Yud Chet of Sefer Shoftim to get the background here. But we have the strange story of Pesel Micha, in which a man creates, under very weird circumstances, a shrine and names one of his sons to be his Kohen. And then when a Levi shows up from Beit Lachem Yehuda, he names him and feels he's very fortunate because he's got now a Levi to be a Kohen. And now we have the pasuk v'hinar v'ed lachem yugar mishpachet Yehuda v'hu Levi. So he's mishpachet Yehuda and he's a Levi. V'hu gar sham z'hagufa kashi. You have an internal contradiction. Amart v'hu Levi. So you see he's a Levi. Amam Levi ati. So you see his father must be a Levi. And then it says mishpachet Yehuda. Amam Yehuda ati. So you see he comes from Yehuda. So the first attempt to resolve this contradiction is elav davu ami Levi. His father must be a Levi. V'imei mi Yehuda. His mother's from Yehuda. So he's from the families of Yehuda. So you see, mother's family is called a family. Mishpachat Yehuda. So you see that mother's family is called a family. Amar Rochanan lo gavra d'shmei Levi. What he meant was he's a fellow from Yehuda, and his name is Levi. So Yachi, I don't know, Kamar Micha, Atayadat Ketiva Adonai Liki Ayali Levi the Kohen. Is that why Micha was so excited that he has a Levi to be his Kohen? So in he tried me like gavra d'shmei Levi. Yeah, he felt fortunate because a guy named Levi showed up to be his Kohen, so he felt good about it. But Levi Shmo Valovi Yonatan Shmo. But his name isn't Levi. We know the fellow's name. At the very end of the story, you find out that his name is Yonatan. Shenemar Yonatan ben Gershom ben Menashe. And if you take a look on the page, I put it the way it is in the text with a hanging nun, and we'll see why in a minute. Hu vanav hayu kohanim b'shevetat dani ad yom glot haaretz, etc. So we know his name was Yonatan. So Amar Levi Tamech Vechiv ben Menashehu. Well, let's take a look at it. He's not the grandson of Menashe. Alo ben Moshehu, he was really Moshe's grandson. Dichtiv, b'nei Moshe, Gershom v'Eliezer. After all, the only Gershom with a mem in Tanakh is Moshe's son. And Yonatan is ben Gershom. So he's not ben Menashe, he's ben Moshe. Ela mitoch she'asam ma'aseh Menashe, but at some later point in history, we have to determine as follows, after the destruction of the first Beit HaMikdash, and we look back and saw that Menashe, this terrible king of Yehuda, and that's important here, had state mandated Avodah Zarah since this fellow behaved like Menashe, and also to kind of protect the reputation of Moshe, Tla'okatuv Menashe, and literally Tla'o Hakatuv, because we have a hanging in Nun Talui there to change the name from Moshe to Menashe. Hachinam mitoch she'asam ma'aseh Menashe, da'atim Yehuda, after all, Menashe is from Shevet Yehuda, Tla'okatuv Yehuda, so we said he's from the family of Yehuda, but he's not really, he's a Levi. His mother's family is not a player here, whoever his mother may be. He's really a Levi. And we called him Ben Menashe, we called him from Yehuda. Okay, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. So now we learn some lessons from this story. Whenever somebody does something bad, we associate them with somebody who's already done something bad. Here, Menashe. He had a different source for the same thing. If you recall, when David was old and cold and dying, Adoniah declared himself to be king, till David stepped in and declared Shlomo. He says, "V'gamu tov tor ma'od v'otay al da'achrei Avshalom." So it said that his mother gave birth to him after Avshalom, but that's not true. V'alo Diana ben Chagit v'Avshalom ben Ma'acha. They have different mothers. Adoniah's mother is Chagit, and Avshalom's mother is Ma'acha, the daughter of the king of Geshur. But since Adoniyahu behaved like Avshalom, the Marad B'Malchut, who rebelled against his father, against the king, therefore, we associate this Adoniyahu as being kind of like from the same mother. Okay. You should always hang out with good people and connect to good people. Why? Shemoshe, this is a very strange statement. Shenasa bat Paro, Moshe married Paro's daughter, bat Yitro, Yitro's daughter, Yatsa menu Yonatan. Look what happened. His grandson was in Ovid Avodah Zarah. But Aaron, Shenasa bat Aminadav, Aaron married the daughter of Aminadav, Nachshon's sister, Elishava, Yatsa menu Pinchas. His grandson was Pinchas, the great battler against Avodah Zarah. So it's a yin and yang. Well, Pinchas loved Yitro. Ati, wait a second. Pinchas is also from Yitro. Vahaktiv. It says that Elazar's wife was Mibnot Putiel. And what's the drash on Putiel? My love, Da'ati Yitro Shepite Magalim Avodazara. Isn't it that she's a descendant of Yitro, who fattened up calves for Avodazara, therefore Putiel? Look, Da'ati Yosef Shepite Yitro. No, that she comes from Yosef, who quieted down his Yitro in the story of Potiphar. But wait a second. But this famous story that when Pinchas killed Zimri, everybody was making fun of him and saying, this guy's grandfather, mother, maternal grandfather, was fattening up cattle for Avodah Zarah, Yarog Nasi Shev Yisrael, and now he's killing a Nasi for being involved in Avodah Zarah. So the Mum Shabach altogether Chavrach. So which is it? We answered, if his mother's father is from Yosef's descendants, then her mother's mother is from, and Pinchas's mother's mother is from Yitro. The answer is that he has both Yosef and Yitro in his ancestry. We can even find that because it says Benot Putiel. Benot Putiel Tarte Mashmamina. Okay, good. Amarava. Now, Hanosei Shatzar Shivdok Be'acheh. If you marry a woman, you should check and see what her brothers are like. Shneimar Kacharon Tel Shav Avadim Nadav Achot Nachshon. Imashu Shneimar Batim Nadav Enodeh She Achot Nachshon. The fact that she's the daughter of Nadav, Aminadav, I know that she is the sister of Nachshon, the Nasi of Yehuda, the great guy. Tamatov Nachot Nachshon. Why did it mention that? Ikan Hanosei Shatzar Shivdok Be'acheh. So that proves that when you marry a woman, you should check and see what her brothers are like. We'll see why. Tanaro banim domin lachayim. We have a tradition that most sons end up being like the wife's, like their mother's brother. Okay, now we get back to the story of Pesel Micha. It says vayasuru sham vayomer lo mihaviyachah lo matal sefo mazel malachafo. When the spies of Sheva Dan come and check out and see this coin, they ask him these questions, which seem to be repetitive questions. The answer is that they weren't repetitive. They were each alluding to Moshe, his grandfather. You're going to be a coin for Avodah Zarah. I have a tradition from Moshe. A person should even hire himself out to work for Avodah Zarah, not to be a charity case. You need to work, you need to work, whatever job you take. Yonatan understood that it meant really Avodah Zarah. Elohi, that's not what it meant. Ela Avodah Zarah, meaning Avodah Zarailo, meaning take a job that's not comfortable for you. It's not what you naturally do. The Amrle Rav, the Rav Kahana, just like Rav told his student Rav Kahana, Tosh Nevelta Beshuka, go pick up the Nevela and the Shuk and sell it in Meshkol Agra. Velotema Gavaraba on Evazila Bimilton. Don't say that it's beneath you. You know, it's not beneath you is taking charity. But you take any job you can get. So that's what Avodah Zarah meant here. So Kevan Shira, David, Shimamon Chaviv Alav, once David now saw that this Yonatan, who evidently lived a very long time, was very enamored with money and would do anything to make a living, Minahu Alaotzarot, he named him to be his chief finance minister, Shinemar Ushvuel ben Gershom ben Menashe, Nagid Alaotzarot. But we started the sugya by saying he can't be Levi because he's Yonatan, but now we say he could have two names. Why is he called Shuel? Because he returned to God with all of his heart. So Yonatan, the end of this, did tshuva, and he used his financial desires for better in order to be in charge of David's finances. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick it up at the two dots, Vavanim et Ta'av, in the next podcast. In the meantime, everyone should have a wonderful day.